וידבר את בני ישראל ויקחו לי תרומה מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו לי בוי תיקחו את תרומוסי וזוי סתרומה. So Rashi already is medayek that it says three kind of trumas in the parsha. Daba bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Me'ez kol ish asher idvenu li bo yitikhu es trumasi. V'zoy sa truma. V'zoy sa truma. So what is the three kinds of trumas that are written down here? Yikhu li truma, tikhu es trumasi, v'zoy sa truma. So Rashi says, Shalosh Trumas Amur is Kan. But the Meforshim HaMedakdek, the Loshan HaPsukim, it says, V'yikhu li Truma. Then it says, Tikhu Me'itom. Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Li Boi, Tikhu Es Trumosi. V'zei Sa Truma Asher Tikhu Me'itom. So the Shinoi HaLoshan, first it says, V'yikhu li Lishmi. And then it says, Tikhu es trumosi, v'zei sa truma asher tikhu me'itom. So it's a sefer, Tzemach David, Sfardi. It's two Tzemach David. There's one Tzemach David after Rabbi Kiva Eiger. There's another Tzemach David, a Kadmoin, a Meforish on Rashi. They have the Nuchboshim, Yud Aleph Meforishim al Rashi. It's brought down to the Tzemach David. Sefer Kadmoin. He brings down on Pide Tanchume that v'yikhu li, it says, Mishaloim ledaitom. But after a person decides to give the truma, then after he's menadev liboy to give truma, then you force him and you take the truma baal korchoy. Then you take the truma baal korchoy. So this is the Lashon HaPasuk. Dabar bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. They will be mafrish truma. They will be mechayev themselves to give truma. But after they mechayev themselves to give truma, me'iska asher kol idvenu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Then you could take it baal korcho. The Loshon HaPasuk is like this: ve'ikhu li truma me'is kol ish asher idvenu liboy. But after that, it's tikhu es trumasi. So it says a sefer gan rove. And the Agos, he says, it's a shein pshat, aber it's mamish unkelus, mefurish, the whole zach, mamish mefurish in the unkelus. The unkelus on the full, and the first pasuk, he says, malil ibn Yisrael, malal ibn Yisrael, v'yifreshun kadomai, afreshuso, v'yifreshun kadomai, means they will give. The v'yikholi, the first one, is masbir, v'yifreshun. מאיש כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבי תיקחו את תרומוסי מכל גבר די ישראל ליבי תסבון יוסף רשוסי. You will take it. He could have explained in the beginning מלי לבני ישראל ויהיבו כל גבר או ויסיבו כל גבר לא, ויפרישו. They will be mafrish. No shaykhis to the Nesine. The next ויקחו לי תיקחו את תרומוסו מסב תינסבון. And also in Pasuk Gimel. ודו הפרישו עושות את תין סבון מאוין. So זאת דגן רובה, the Agos in דגן רובה, that this is ממש כפשוטה של מיקרו, the way the Unkelus learns it. I know it sounds to you so פשוט, דרך גורנוש גזוקת. If you learn the Yonison בן עוזיר, שתי תפקרת of the ganze זך, and the פירוש Yonison is very to me how to explain all the פסוקים. The way the Targum Yonison בן עוזיר explains, is ממש פקר the whole מהלך in the מערכס הפסוקים here. So, במילה, it's נשכן דבורים פשוטים, it's צמח דוד, and I say it does the פשט in the Unkelus. סתם בפשט, מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי, זה משחוכמה, brings down, what is מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי? Later it says, איש ואישו, אל יביאו עוד. It says, אל אמול איש ואישו, in the Trumo, כל במחנה, כל איש ואישו, אל יביאו, why it says כל איש? So the Meshech Chochma says the halacha is that the ish could give what he wants. The isha only could give matana mu'etes. If she wants to give a lot of money, she has to ask permission from her husband. So the word kol, a isha she'ein a nesua, she has money. But isha nesua only could give if her husband lets her to give. So mele, zog the Meshech Chochma, this is the reason it says kol ish. Kol ish. the Malbim brings down, the Malbim brings down as why it says a list of things. Let everyone to bring money. The base, Bezalel will buy the stuff. I mean, it'd be much better if everyone would just give money to Avodas Beis Hamikdash. And b'meile, Bezalel will go and buy everything what he needs. Today, you know, all the people, they put up signs, don't give sidurim to the shuls. You know, don't. You know, please give money. You know, every person gives his old benches and his old stuff. You know, the shul says, you know, you want to give a donation, give money. You know, the clothes that he left, he's considered meiser, he gives it to a gemach. You know, the old sforim, he leaves in a yeshiva, like the oitzel, they will sell it, make some money. Give money. And here, Pukvaket, everyone bring up Zagansi Machsan, everyone bring the jewelry, everyone, and then Bezin had to melt it. Zog the Malbim, Pukvaket. Here in Avodas Beis Hamikdash was the Indian to mekadesh the money. The closer that the people bought the stuff, if they give the money and Oysa and Mishkan have to buy it, the chayfet doesn't have the kedusha, the gold doesn't have the kedusha. They wanted that the gold will have the kedusha, that the silver will have the kedusha, that the yiris izim, kol isha chacham leiv, tovu biyodom isa izim. Chaim Shmulevitz says over the famous Gemara, Kama Gdoili Maisechir, the Gemara says, Kama Gdoili Maisechir. Sheoso Shlo, Tishtokach Teire Mi Yisroel. Ma also? He saw that there's no Teire, he went, he planted seeds, and from the seeds he had linen strings, and he made metzudas, and the metzudas he chapped animals, tzvi. And from the tzvi he shecht, and he gave them food to the anim, and on the oir, he took the oir, and he written chavdal etzforim. And the chavdal etzforim, he went to every ayor, klal yisrael, he took all the kids, and he taught all the kids, everyone, one of the chavdal etzforim. And then he made every one of them to be a rabbi for all the other ones, and like this he went from city to city. Kama gdoili ma'isachir, she'osu shnei tishtakach teirem mi'yisrael. So, Chaim Shmulevitz would say in the Shmuz, so that's a gewaltig Sach, yeah? Called the first art school system, yeah? It went over to the Marbe Teire B'Klal Yisrael. So why Reb Chiya had to do it? To plant the seeds, to have the strings, to get the animals, to ride the sforim. Maybe he was very poor. So it wasn't Reb Kamina how he made it. He organized, he fundraised the money, printed the sforim, and said, gave them out. Zog dem Chaim Shmulevitz, this would not make Shnei Tishtokach Teirem Yisrael. Tishtokach Teirem Yisrael, he had to plant the seeds. He had to have the strings, Elike strings, with Elike animals, with Elike ksav, and then it's Shnei Tishtokach Teirem Yisrael. I think this is the pshat. There's a famous vault, and it's good to know the vault of Rav Shimon Rafael Hirsch and the Parsha. The vault is good, but we will say different. But the vault is good. Rashi says, Atzi Shittim, Mehechon Eilem Atzi Shittim. Hello, Yankev Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he planted the Atzei Shittim. Versteinisht. From where they had food in the Midbar. It snowed. Yeah? That year, in the Midbar, snowed food. Why Yankev Avinu didn't think, Me'echon Niyelem food? And he would plant things. So it could be, it's not such a kashik, but plant Mitzrayim, not going down to the whole system. Zog Reb Shimon Rafael Hirsch, Fagash mi es, we can follow zach af bitocho. Feruch mi es, we daf mach ni shtadlis. Hein de world is verkehrt, yeah? Zog Reb Shimon Rafael Hirsch. Feruch mi es, follow zach af siyata dishmai, we'll be okay. Gash mi es, muzul mach ni shtadlis. Es ist punkt verkehrt, Gash mi es, Zog Reb Shimon Rafael Hirsch, Zog do yangi bovindu, Hashem will take care of them. Aber me heichon ni elem kroshim. This doesn't come down from the shomayim. This we have to start to work on. So a person has a city, Havada, Anim is first, but from where will be a yeshiva, from where will be a mikveh, this you have to work on. From where the Anim will have what to eat, Kishmachu will help. Havada, the Muslim given stoke. But the ishtadlis, the first ishtadlis is to stel the yeshivas, to stel the ruchnias, to give all the vault, and the vault is aimed bifnei atzmei. But I think maybe a different answer. The Atzei Shittim, Zog Yankev Avinu, will come down from the sky. Welcher Mishkan it will be? The Nina Mishkan from the Tata Yankev, from the Mr. Snefesh from Yankev Avinu. Yankev plants the trees. These trees can make the Mishkan. These trees will make Klal Yisrael to have a Mishkan. And I want to say it's even more from that. First, what's with the gold and all the zachen? First, how you plant it. But first, the Mishkan is the box. It's the box. I was in a simcha recently this week. I heard the darshan. People darshan, yeah. But the vote that he said is true. You know, she'd call Sameach Chosen Vekala, Kilu Bonachu V'Achas Michuvas Yerushalayim. Said in our days, you can have another pshat in it. It's the same idea, Be'etzem. Everyone says it in his way, but. So what is Chuv Achas Michuvas Yerushalayim? Said, you know, Be'etzem, a person say, buy a nice building, Ichveis. Tel Aviv, and it was Chuv Achas Michuvas Yerushalayim. So, you know, in our days, there's a law. If you take an old building, you can't destroy it. You know, you have to keep the old building. You can make it inside, you can put it, but the outside of the building has to stay the same. Person could build a house, he could change himself. Inside you can make the hantike, you know, naya beds, everything modern. But the outside has to stay the same. The Atzi Shittim, that this is the form of the Mishkan, thus Yankev Avinu says, this Klal Yisrael has to have from the office. The Mishkan, they can't come from themselves. They have to have it. I have to plan it. I have to neitea it. I have to make it to be. And it's even more from that, because the truth is that all the other Kalim, the gold and the silver, was really remade. They took the gold, they melted it, and they made it in a shape. So Bezalel, mit alle chochmes, mit alle kavones, yichudim, the new gold came out from midaf. But the atzei shittim are a piece of wood. They cut it, they didn't pay pieces. Atzei shittim only, it was full pieces. So you mechave yichudim. You can't have yichudim in the trees, and peeling it, and shaping it, and coloring it, and golden it from outside. So we could have hoping that the Mishkan b'toichoi kebaroi will be roi to Shechina. So the only way that the Mishkan b'toichoi kebaroi will be roi to Shechina, Yankev Avinu had to plant the trees. Well, this is the reason he planted the trees, that this will be the Messiah from the Mishkan. So, Rav Shimon of Pahal Hirsch's vault is also a gewaltig vault. I think this is Be'etzem, the answer of the Malbim says, like Abiyar Parsha, this is very nice here, that the Teichen of the Dvorim, this is Be'etzem, the person has to know. It's takazer. It's takazer. A person sometimes thinks. You see a bachel marshal. I don't mean no one. Chas v'shalem. He learns about mitzvah with the yeshiva's gemara. Maybe he thinks it's more, even more chashuv, because the yeshiva, you know, in 500 years people are learning with his gemara. Can say. But it's a besundere atzloche. You go to the beginning of zman. You buy yourself a gemara. You take care of it. You have notes for shir, you have a pen for shir. Now you come and get a piece of paper from here, a pen from here, a gemara from there. The shir, he manages without a gemara, you remember Baal Peh. Then you don't, you wonder why he doesn't have the siyata lishmai. The achone lekdusha, the place where the Mishkan has to be. Yankev Avinu already plants the trees. Atzi shiti maimdim meichal oyelam atzim. And when Yankev Avinu was neteh the atzim, but they will have them. A person has to amol. Yes. But al the achone anechoino, it doesn't go. It doesn't happen. Posuk says one of the things that they had to have is Oyrois Tchoshim ve'atzei Shittim. It's an interesting Rashi here. Atzei Shittim, Oyrois Tchoshim ve'atzei Shittim. So Atzei Shittim, when you saw Pirisham Tanchume, Yaakov Binu Tzofim Barakene, Shasidim Livais Mishkin Bamidbor, Hevi Arozin in Mitzrayim, Venato Vetzirun Nidlam Imam Kshiyetzim in Mitzrayim. They carry the whole time. So that's the Rashi. But before that it says Tchoshim. What is Tchoshim? Oyrois Tchoshim. Zogt Rashi, Min Choya. It's a kind of animal. They had all different colors, something very nice. This is pshat in the Targum. What is Tachash? A beautiful kind of oir, a lot of colors, a lot of different colors. ולקח מתרגם סוסגוון השש. פרק דבל, two קשס על רשי. How Rashi knows that? Maybe the word, the way they say it in Aramaic is סוסגוון השש. This is the way they call it. Why they call it like that? Maybe because of that. But how Rashi says, I'm telling you, it has a lot of colors, and does it the Pshat, and the Targum says Gevane Shesh, maybe this is the name. You know, we have B7, B10, says Gevane Shesh. Who said it? Says Gevane Shesh means that all different colors, this is the code, this is the way they call it in their language. How Rashi know that it means Misgevane? And stop, Rashi has to explain every Targum. We told before the Targum, Tikhu Tismu, there's no Rashi. Every Targum, Unkelus Rashi explains. Zog Nevel, that Be'etzim Rashi brought down the Gemara in Shabbos. Shalohoi Ela Lusho, Olotzeich Bin and Amigdosh, and Moshe Rabbeinu found it. Now, Lefid this Gemara in Shabbos, today is no Tachash. So Rashi had a Kashi, after he brings down the Gemara, the Tachash was only an animal Lefi Sho. Rashi had very shmer. If the animal is only lefisho, so how the Targum could say that the name is Shishgivan Hashesh? How you have Targum? It's one of the two. Other today, people speak that language. Other from the Shivim Loshen, from Bizman Doira Aflog. But then they didn't have the animal, today they don't have the animal. So how Unkelus knows that it's called Shishgivan Hashesh? How they know this course is Gevane Shesh? So Rashi answered, Al Kochach, the Targum doesn't mean to be what he had to say? He had to say, Ator is V'divay. There's no name today. So what the Targum says, Ator is V'divay. This is what we say, Alamor, Shtaymik of a Targum, Afilo Ator is V'divay, the Targum doesn't know what to say there. Because it doesn't exist today. So he says, Ator is V'divay, Ator is V'divay. There's no different name for it, it's the same name. So why doesn't it say Tachash? The answer is the Targum didn't come to explain what is the name. Like it was an animal without a name. So b'meila the Targum here came to explain what it was. Misgav b'tzvayim shalom. So now, the only shayla is like this. The Mokif and Rashi is the Gemara and Shabbos, the Nunches and the Tanchume that was Lefi Sho. Frek the Mar Sho and Shabbos Nunches is a posuk in Yecheskel. Va'anol cho Tachash. I gave you to wear tachash when you're in the midbar. Ve'anil cho tachash. So, frek de marsho, it's mashma for the 40 years that they were in the mishkan and the midbar, they had the oil tachash. And the gemara is mashma, it was only lefisho. Zog de maharal, two terutz. One terutz was 40 years. 40 years is also called lefisho. And more from that, he says, maybe it was not even 4 years. Chazal, the pasuk says, "Nalcho lebolso mal raglecho." So, Vayisnei was not a lot of animals around there. One time they came in a big shot. Moshe chapped some from the Mishkan. The Olam chapped the made shoes, and this is it. If the whole time they had this animal in the midbar, so why nalcho lebolso mal raglecho? Why they had to have the shoe staying the whole time? And this is like the Mara. The Mara is another tzad, there's another behemoth, tzmeo, that is called Tachash. Now, the Pasuk is Mamshich. And the Pasuk says, Oiroi Se'eit, now, look at the Pasuk. It's one of the Shvere Pesukim that the Velt doesn't shtel on, but the Daskeni Mibala Atesis asks this discussion. V'zoi Satruma Shotikhu Mi'ito. Zov, gold, silver, copper, tcheles, argomon, tilashoni, v'sheish, v'izim, v'oiros eilim, v'udomim, v'oiros tchoshim, v'atzei shittim. Then there's two more things. Shemen lamoir, psomim l'shemen ha-mishcha, v'lekteres ha-samim. Then avni shemen, v'avni miluim, l'ayved v'lechoyshem. Shemen lamoir, psomim l'shemen ha-mishcha, v'lekteres ha-samim. Frek the daskeni mibala ateisves. Why it doesn't say chitim lemenoches, kvosim lekarbones? What is the answer? They were not collecting what to serve with; they were collecting what to build with. Right. So all of the order is good. Zov kesef mechoyshet tcheles argomon tilashoni sheish izim oiros eilim mudomim oiros tchoshim atzishitim avnishayam. Aber shemen lamoir psamim leshemen amishcha velekteres asamim. Shemen lamoir, upsomim lekteres asamim, this is serving. Zog the daskenim, if you write this, write down, chitim lemenoches, vekvosim lekorbonis. The answer is, we're not collecting. So I heard from my father-in-law once a gewaldike hesber. It's geboyt after Briskerov. Briskerov is medayek the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes down on every one of the korbonos shetzivonu leha. I think it's around Mitzvahs Ese from Tesvov till Lamedalet, around here the Mitzvahs. I didn't have time to check. Tzivonu lehakriv korbonos, tzivonu lehakriv atomit, tzivonu lehakriv amusav, tzivonu lehakriv korbon yom kippurim, tzivonu lehakriv barigolim, tzivonu lehakriv korbon rosh chodesh, misad b'rosh chodesheichem, tzivonu, tzivonu, tzivonu. Who is tzivonu? I could say tzivonu, you could say tzivonu, I'm a kohen. But the pshat is a tzivonu and God's klal Yisrael, and I represent klal Yisrael. In two places it says, shetzivo hakoyanim lehadlik amenoyro. Shetzivo hakoyanim lehaktir ketoyres. Folg de briskerov, fashtenish. Everything the koyanim do. Just it's mutal aleinu to be sure that the koyanim do it. Now if the koyanim decide not to do it, you have to hit the koyanim to do it. It's your job that the Beis HaMikdash should be running. The ones that could do it is the koyanim. You have to try to be sure that the koyanim will do it. Support them, force them. Doesn't make it if you give them korbanos. But it's your charge that they will be there to do it. So why in these two things, Dr. Buskarov says, Shetzivo HaKoyanim, Dr. Buskarov, the Koyanim have another mitzvah. They have to run the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishmeres, you see later in the parashas, Hashem gave Mishmeres Aroin, that the Koyanim have to be sure that the Beis HaMikdash is running. Zog de Briskerov, and again, there's a lot of nafkiminis, when they get in Yoneinu, it's a big Briskerov in Sefer, a lot of sugyas in coaching with them, that is cholok bi yesoidoi, k'toyres hasamim en menoiro. He says, Avada is also chiyuv, like all of the korbones, but Beis HaMikdash on a menoiro, and Beis HaMikdash on k'toyres, felt in the tzurev Beis HaMikdash. And if Kimina explains the Marshal that could be the Marshal some korbonos you could be makriv b'chutz la'bayis, makriv im afal pishayin bayis. But the menoiro, even if you love a zogin, you could do chutz la'bayis, but you're not yoytze because the nozer din that'll be in the bayis. Why? They say that volume is that azev shulchan melochim darko yishal melech shemenoiro dluka lefonov v'ktoires nikteres lefonov. This is the tzura of the bayis. Chazal say v'chiloiro utzorich. And the menorah. But the pshat is that this is not only a korban, this is the tzura of the bayis. And the men of the koyanim are in charge, as even they're in charge in mishmeres habayis, they're in charge on that. So first, directly it answers the shaila. So the menorah and ketores were part of the building the bayis. So this was the pasuk taka. Shemen lamoyer, psalm l'shemen l'mishcha, v'l'ketores asami. If you look good, could be that this is what the askeni means to answer. It's good to see it. The stam says, and he explains b'yisoidoi that this is the pshat in the famous Chazal in Parshas Ba'aloischo, she'aroi niskane in the Nesim. He was jealous that they did Chanukas Habayis. Omar lo yishilcho godl mishalem. You makriv the neiras every day. He could tell him, you're the kohen godl, you can do what you want. You can makriv korbanos every day. The Nesim had one chance. The Kohen Gadol is makriv chavitin chutz from every korbanos. The Kohen Gadol himself has to serve chavitin baboyker, chavitin balaylo. He could serve every korban that he wants, and the menorah everyone else could do. What do you answer them? You do the menorah. It's a lot of different pirushim. Zogt, this is because I'm sorry, it's the Moira Shiorim. It's Bleib Go, it's not my father, it's the Sefer Moira Shiorim. In this chelik, he says that the answer is that Shulchan Gadol, I'm not sure, but Shulchan Gadol Mishaloyim is that they did Chanukas Habayis once, but you fix the Beis HaMikdash every day, because the Menorah every day is the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Ramah beginning of the Ba'aloi Yischol, maybe B'teich HaDvorim is a remnant to them also. Zokter Hazeh, Chazal say that every person has to build his own Mishkan. Ve'osu li'mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom b'soich kol echot v'echot. Every person has to build a Mishkan. Zog the Rambam, if a person doesn't do the mitzvahs the way he has to do them, it says like this. Even that he doesn't have a mitzvah, but he stays a yid. Why? Beis HaMikdash, if they didn't have what to serve, the goyim came around and you can't bring korbanos. The Beis HaMikdash stayed a Beis HaMikdash. Today is closed, yeah? But the Beis HaMikdash is running. But if it be no menorah and no ketores, So, in a few weeks, we explain it, the Bisamigdash will not be running. So, the Rambam in Moir and Evuchim, Ha'odom u Keneged HaMigdash. V'kmoi, she is Tzuras HaMigdash, he says, if the Migdash doesn't have Korbonis, it's not Me'akev, but there's two things that are Me'akev, he says. Tfilo and Teira. Tfilo, he says, it says in the Pasuk, V'ani Tfilo, and his philosophy, V'chol Yisrotzim, V'ani Tfilo, Moses says, Odom, Shenemar, Im Tebaun Baun, the Gmor Babakamed of Gimel Amud Beis, Odom on Davenen is Nishken Odom. And the same thing on Teir is Marich, the Meir Levuchi. Chazal say that the Tfiles can negate Ktoiris. Tikon Tfilos is Ktoiris Lefonecho. We said it yesterday. Most people said it yesterday. They say this. Tikon Tfilos is Ktoiris Lefonecho. Kappa Ibn Chaserev. That we know tefillahs can get k'toyres. The whole Yom Kippur Kotel we explain it. That tefillahs can get tikkun tefillahs k'toyres lefanecho. Menoyros can get teiro. We know kiner mitzvah v'teiro oir. Kiner mitzvah v'teiro oir. Zog the Rambam. The Zer Bezach. And Beis Hamikdash Apnimi zog the Rambam. On teiro und tefillahs nishken mensch. A yid on mitzvahs, a person's learned all the days. And it's the honest, he didn't know mitzvahs, is a mensch. But a person is busy with mitzvahs the ganze tog. On teire is nishken mensch, nishken tzura von a mensch. A person is not magbi, that tfil is nishken tzura of a mensch. Mis amigdash achitzen is azeh bis amigdash apnimi. Azeh bis amigdash apnimi. The bis amigdash of the Odom, on teire and on tfil is gornish. Mis amigdash achitzen on kteires. And on menoira is also gornish. So I said it once, so Big Tom and Chochem told me, maybe this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei state, or Shiv in Chevron, told me that Eizu Yisurim Shel Avo Kol She'ein Bo'em Bitl Teira U Bitl Tfile. Why? If you're such bad Yisurim, you can't do chesed, you can't be nice to people, you're suffering. This could be Yisurim Shel Avo. Oh, but if you can't learn and you can't daven, that's the nishk disurim shel avo. What's the pshat? Hein, hein advorim. Hein, hein advorim. Because the tzura of the isha yehudi is only with teira and tefila. If a person has disurim and he can't learn, this is garnish. Then the pasuk starts. Ve'osu oroin atzei shitim amosayim v'chetzi orkoi. V'amo v'chetzi rochboi. V'osu orin atzei shitim. V'osu orin atzei shitim. Zokt the das kelim from the medrash. Ramban also brings down this medrash. In all the kelim it says v'osiso. V'osiso kapoires, v'osiso shulchon, v'osiso menoiro. Why in orin it says v'osu orin? Why it says v'osu orin? Zog the das keini mi balei ha-teisves. Why it says ve'osu oroin? Zog the das keini because oroin that is teire shelikulom iye chelik boi. Everyone had to be a chelik in the teire. And all of the mitzvahs, he could have a zagmach, he could have a zagmach. You don't have to be involved. But in teire sheitu hakel scha. Everyone has to have a chelik in teire. Everyone has to have a chelik in teire. Now, it's a gewaldike Sach. It says in the Oroin, Ve'osu Oroin atzei shitim, ve'yotzakto le'arba taboiz, ve'osiso badei atzei shitim, ve'veiso es abadim bataboiz. You have to bring the badim bataboiz. And the Pasuk says, Betaboiz ha'oroin iyo abadim lo yosuru mimenu. The badim have to be inside the Oroin, lo yosuru mimenu. You're not allowed to take out the badim. The badim have to be inside the oroin. The Gemara says in Makis Daf Chof Beis, Mikan hazoro lemasir abadim na taboes sheloike. If a person takes out the badim from the taboes, he's loike. So was a din betaboes haoroin iyo abadim lo yosuru mimenu. You're not allowed to take out the taboes from the oroin, from the badim from the taboes. Ve'amisir es abadim na taboes loike. The Gemara in Makis Daf Chof Beis. I mean, a lot of chakiras is if you take out bad from one tabas. You also loike until you take out from two tabas. So that's a chikira. A guy wants a sefer from one tzachash v'yud. What if you don't take it? You just break the bat in the middle, and the melech's already not good. The isur is only if you pull it out, or also if you break it. Why I'm asking the kasha? Because Chazal said that the batim became very big. They couldn't move. They blew up in the sides. So the shayla is how you're able to isur of masir batim in a tabos. So what to say if you break it in the middle? Okay, this is a chikiras. The shayla is a mod nezach. The Netziv already is oimid on it. The Netziv has noch a vault of the gan tzach. But why in the Oroin was a bazundera aloche, but Taboes Oroin you abadim lo yosur mimenu? All the other Kalim didn't have to have such a matziv that but Taboes Oroin you abadim lo yosur mimenu. Why here in the Oroin was such a zach? Well, ask your shayla. What would be if someone decides to break the ear of the Kruvim? One guy decides, it's not a lav. And all of the Kalim is no special lav if you destroy them. And the Oren also. But you know on what you get a lav? If you pull out the body from the Oren. No, that's Dossishan Treif. Dossishan Treif, a lav. Why? Poor Aduma, but Rosh Hashanah, the Lord Mishlema Melech was Niskashe, and the lav of Lo Yosuru Mimenu. Why people would do such a thing? All of the Kalim have a shape, and if they don't have the shape, you take him missing the keli. Here's a bazunder alav, b'taboes ha'orin yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. A bazunder alav, b'taboes ha'orin yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. And if someone takes out the badim, he's like, it's a shver ezach to understand. So the Hezbar is azay. The Netziv says, chelek from it, I want to explain it. Maybe we'll start with a vault. The Gemara says, David, the Gemara in Soito, David HaMelech says, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho Bebeis Megurai. And Kuf Yutes Oy Zayin. Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho Bebeis Megurai. I think it's supposed to be Zayin around. No more, I need Nun. Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho Bebeis Megurai. Zod the Gemara in Soito, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. David, you calling the Torah a zemerl? Chayecho, shani mashkichecho dovor she'afilu tinoike shel besarav on yoyedim oisoi. Umaru, bakotef isou. You will forget the pasuk of bakotef isou. The Gemara brings down that shows that he took the Oren aplishtim. The Oren from plishtim. So David HaMelech forgot the pasuk of bakotef isou. He didn't learn that it's there. And he took it on a agola, on a wagon. In the middle of the way, it started to fall off the wagon. So Uzio tried to hold it down. It looked like the Oren is going to fall. And Vayifritz Hashem Peretz Beuzio, and Uzio died. So David HaMelech was scared even to take it to Beis Hashem. They put it in Beis Oved. Vayivorech Hashem is Beis Oved. Shisha Bekeres Echot. Frank David Pavarsky. David HaMelech says, Zmiris Oyer Lichukecho. It's a Tviya on David. Why he says Zmiris? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make you to forget a pasuk that even the kids know. Kabbalah Sovicho, Bereishis. No, you'll forget something, even kids know. Bakot Efiso. Boom, this kid, all the kids know. Echa! So I'm David Azay. David HaMelech said, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho. The Teire is our Zemaru. So I'm the Ribbon Shel Olam Zemaru. Chayecho Shana Mashkichecho Posuk Shafilu Tinoike Shebesra Bamiyonim Oisoy. Bakot Efiso. The Oroin has to be carried by Kosef. Not even an Agole. Not even with help. And the shoulders. It's an Avoido. If you remember, the Oroin has to be schlepped with Avoido. With Avoido Gdoila. This is the way the Oroin has to be schlepped. This is the way the Oroin has to be carried. You call the Teir Zemel, you forgot the Iker Yesoid. Iker Shel Teir is Amola Shel Teir. Yegiyosa Bateir. Mechukai Zeteleich Shetu Amelim Bateir. Lasik b'divrei Torah. This is the chefetz from Torah, amola shel Torah. Not shortcuts. You forget, you call the Torah Zmirois, Chayecho. Say, Alamol, it's a very scary chazal, but all of the Kalim, what happened? They put it on their Golas, not so heavy. And the Koyanim marched after their Golas. If their Golas went quick, they had to run a little bit. And the Oroin, they have to schlep it on their own. Mamash heavy. Chazal say, Oroin noises noisov. They just catched up and they flew through. It's the easiest for them. They're just standing there with their feet like that, garnished. They were flying. Everyone else was running after the agolas. So in all the other mitzvahs, it's not so hard, right? You put it in the agolas. But then you have to run after the agola. And the Oroin, you have to carry yourself. Aval ha'oroi noise es noisov. Es noisov. If you're not noisov, it doesn't carry you. Not as noigov. You have to be noise. And then the teire is gishmak. Then the teire take helps and takes you carry out. B'meile, b'taboes ha'oroin yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. The oroin had to be the whole time in such a matzev that we see the badim inside. And we see that the way of Teira is to carry it with the body. This is the Tzura of Teira, to carry the Teira. If someone takes it out, he tries to kiilu, kivyachu. There's different ways, shortcuts. Ola mola shol Teira, make a sikum, a sikum, a short vision. Loike. We give the Malkus. He's losing the whole purpose. The purpose is Amolav Igiyasa Shel Teire. No shortcuts. So there's a special love on the Teire. And the Orin is a special love. Ha'orin noises noisov. Ha'orin noises noisov. But, betaboes ha'orin yu abadim lo yasur mimenu. The Netziv goes al derech them. He's masber a bit more. He says, why Taka had to be the whole time in the Tzura of the Oroin? He says, there's another Kelim like that. He says, in all some Kelim, it doesn't say that Bezalel put it in. This is the Tzura of the Keli. He says that the Chefze of Teira is that where you go, the Teira has to come with you. The Teira has to be, they say over a Maisa, I don't know if it's true or not, the friggin' by the Briskers, but they said that Briskerov would send his kids to do messages. Someone asked him, why are you sending them to do messages? And he said, I fahared them after it, what they taught in the way and learning. I'm training them that you could do things and think and learning also. Because if I don't train them like that, when they'll get older and they will have to be as misasik and divin zach, they will masiach das from Teire. The Teire has to be in a zach, not that when you, some people, you know, when they close the Gemara, you know, if you see him getting up and speaking to someone, you know it's not a learning. You know, when he learns, he's a masmid. If you see him speaking with someone, you know exactly what. You could bet on it if he was up, yeah? You know? They're not speaking and learning. Yeah. He learns. No, he's a masmid. He learns 18 hours a day. Other when his gemara is open, and it's there when you see him shmuzim, don't be choshed that there's a guy in Tzach. Only if someone came in a modern halacha, so he's arguing, yeah? But you know choshed that he's coming to find out tak, if his rochel, if his yom manik beraglo, if nishkin manik beraglo, sigonish, yeah? Dahainu, he's not carrying the Teira with him. He has a Teira, it's not in his knapsack. The Teira has to be tied up to him. The Oroin had to be with Badin the whole time. I was mamlitzen it once, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dafchov, Ches, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Af choy vev amim kol kdoishov beyodecho vehem tuku leraglecho. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Ches, that Talmid Chachomim don't have to pay taxes. Why? אף חוי ובאמים, אף בשורש הקדוש ברוך הוא מחבר וסעמים, אף חוי ובאמים כל גדוי שביודכו, והם תוקו לרגלכו. הקדוש ברוך הוא takes care of them. So במילה, they don't need to pay tax for security because Hashem looks after them. לא זה נגמורה להלוך למעשה. How the Gemara does this with the Pasuk? אף חוי ובאמים, אף בשורש הוא חוי ובאמים, כל גדוי שביודכו, והם תוקו לרגלכו. עבור שתי תלמידי חכמים. זו גמרא, מי תוקו? אלו תלמידי חכמים שמקטטים רגלם מעיר לעיר וממדינה למדינה ללמוד תורה. דפוסו קורס תלמידי חכמים תוקו. תראו יודרשן, והם תוקו לרגליך, אלו תלמידי חכמים שמקטטים רגלם מעיר לעיר וממדינה למדינה ללמוד תורה. דחפצם זה תלמידי חכמים, זה תוקו. That he goes around. To learn here and to learn there. Doesn't the chefze v'talmid chochem. He doesn't stand. Missing a sefer, he goes to get it. He goes, no sefer here, he gets it there. Have you gone in the makum teire? A person that doesn't move himself to learn, doesn't push himself to learn, felt in the Talmid Chachamim. The Chavtza from the Talmid Chacham is Tuku. Unlearn this. If a Chavtza from the Talmid Chacham is called Tuku, so you could call that the Oren has to have Badim. I said once a big Talmid Chacham a letter. Chvod HaRav HaGoyen, Tuku. His name is Chaim. So I said, Chvod HaRav HaGoyen, HaGodl, Tuku, Chaim, Chule V'chule. Good sir. He sent me back a letter. What do you want from me? What I did? I said, Chvashtenish, what is the problem? He said, I understand. You want to call me Rav HaGoyen, but why? What Tuku, what I did to you? He said, Hashem the Gemara in Bababas, that Talmid Chacham is called Tuku. I thought you were very big Talmid Chacham, so I gave you the title of Tuku. I said, if you don't know the Gemara, you should come take away the Goyen also. But me Talmid Chacham is the Tuku. I said, Hashem the Gemara. This is the Oren. The Oren had the body. The Oren had the body. I was young when I did this kind of things. I don't do it too. But I said all different letters. I don't know, I gave a shtick on Gemara. I said, but the Gemara gives the Talmid Chacham the name of a Tuku. So the matter doesn't, the associated in the Tzivda. And a person has to know it. If the Gemara could say that Talmid Chacham is called a Tuku, שמקטתי מרגלו מאיר לאיר ומדינה למלימה למטרו. Shabbos, after the meal, he's somewhere, oh, where's the shul of Bismarck? She goes to learn. No, he stays in the place, opens up, you know, על הפרשה. זה שכן תלמיד חוכר. מקטתי מרגלו מאיר לאיר ומדינה למלימה. He's in shul, it's no safer here. He goes to a different shul to Davin. מלחמה, הוא כתחפ safer. No, he can't be bothered, he finds that person השבוע, and he reads, yeah? תחינף שכם. Get up, take a safer. שמקטים רגלו מאיר לאיר ומדינה למענה מתאיר פוסק אז ממשיך ועושיסו שניים קרובים זו מיקשו תעשו איסו והיו הקרובים פוסק נופיים למעלו שיחכים בכנפיהם על הקפוירס ופניהם איש אלוכי ולקפוירס יהיו פני הקרובים זה אינטרסנט והיו הקרובים פוסק נופיים למעלו שיחכים בכנפיהם על הקפוירס איש פני מי של אוכיב, אלא כפוירס יהיו פני הקרובים. So I hear what's a גבלדי גבלד. He says, אלא כפוירס יהיו פני הקרובים. Why does it say, it says, ועושיסו שני קרובים, מקוצה אחד מקוצה זה ואחד מקוצה זה, ועושיסו אויסום פני מי של אוכיב. Why does it say, ועושיסו אויסום פני מי של אוכיב? So the Gemara reading by Basra on the end, the Gemara says, "Bezman she'oisim ritzoinim shel mokayim pneim mishal achiv, bezman she'ein ritzoinim then it turned." Zeh shteim chazal shenichnusu umos la'olam ayumurim zeh bezeh. But b'shal she'oisim ritzoinim they look at each other, and oisim ritzoinim. So I think they said the vav from Reb Chaim. If would be the halacha that you have to do the kruvim pneim mishal achiv. So be sure that Klal Yisrael will not be doing Yotzeinu Shel Mokoyim and they will turn, so felt in the Asi of the Mishkan, right? So the Mishkan is possible. Felt in the Tavnis HaEichol. It's on our Oren. The Oren is possible. What if there's someone chapped off the Kruvim? So there's no Oren. You have to do a new Oren. If the Asi would say to make them Pnei Mishal Ochiv, so be mele, lo yitzu Klal Yisrael, ha'ein ha'ma'isim Yotzeinu Shel Mokoyim, you're missing a part of the Tzura. You're missing a part of the tzura. The answer is, v'hoyu akruvim pnei mishal ochiv. That's it. This one will be. Avadim Meila, he did it like that. But it's not v'osu oisu pnei mishal ochiv. It's v'hoyu. It's meila v'hoyu. But Meila, if it changes, nishtok in chisor. Noch dem, it's really late. We'll just start. Betzim. The tag is was different parshas. Vayis asiso minoyo zov toir mikshot haosa minoyo yerecho vekano gviyo kaftereo porecho mimenu iyu. Was the din minoyo mikshot zov? The minoyo had to be done one piece, and it was impossible to do. Chazal say, niskashim Moshe ba minoyo. Moshe could not even do the minoyo till Hashem showed the minoyo shaleish. And he threw it into the fire and it came out. Stam is one of the briskest boats. They say, if Moshe anyway couldn't manage, so why Hashem had to show him first a menorah shel eish, and then he threw it into the menorah, and then it came out. They said, because Hashem told him that you throw it into the fire and it will come out. But if he didn't have a das, how he's going to take it out, so it's not called asir. So the asir was everything. How you do something? You put it in the fire and it melts. You did it. The fire did it. This is the derech hateva. Here Hashem made the derech hateva. This fire will take out a menorah. But if Moshe didn't know what he's heading to do, so it's not called the ma'ase asiyas a menorah, but throwing the menorah into the fire. So Hashem had to show him a menorah shaleish, and we threw it into the fire, and it came out of a menorah shaleish. But this is called that he did a menorah. But what was the pshat? All of the other kelim, they did pieces, and it worked out together. Why the menorah had to have mikshah zo? Terezo, we said, Chazal say the menorah is semel to teira. I know you will ask me, I don't understand. We said the whole shmuz, not the oren, is the semel to teira. What happened to the menorah? So this I want, we all know, it's not what it's good to know. For sure everything is remez l'teiro, alamol. But the oroin is the loim da teiro, is the place where the teiro is. The amolo, the yegiyoso, the nisiyoso shel teiro. The menorah symbolizes the light of teiro. The results, the real teiro, the shiny part of the teiro. The oroin represents the learning of the teiro, the getting there, the way to get there. The menorah is mesamel the teiro, the oira teiro. The oira teiro. This is the reason it's mesamel the oira teiro. Tich Moshe Feinstein says it. Zog der Moshe, oira teiro comes only if it's mikshah zov. There's no way of pieces. Learning and stopping and learning of stopping will never shine. The person doesn't understand. He thinks just Friday afternoon he will not be a benteira. Just from 11 o'clock by night to 1 o'clock by night, he could just relax, do nothing. Maybe he will know his stuff. Maybe he will know Reichab, Manik, Bimokim Reichab, Tarvayukon, who could be, he will know it. But there will be no light, no glance. The menorah could shine, mikshazov. I think if I remember, Moshe says, and even Moshe had it hard. And Hashem told him, you have to jump into the fire. I will do the rest. Don't think on paper how I will work it out. It's hard. Kenish. But Hashem says, you jump into the fire, a menorah will come out. This is the secret of Hatzlocha. A person has to work. That's Hashem. If you're Mishtadel, the Rebbe Shem will give us the Yad Hashem.